from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Chicago-born and raised Robert Prevost was elected Thursday as the first pope from the United States in the history of the Catholic Church. He attended Villanova University near Philadelphia, where he received a Bachelor of Science in 1977. President Trump weighs in on the choice.
To have the pope from the United States of America, that's a great honor.
69-year-old Prevost took the name Leo XIV. He's also a Peruvian citizen and lived for years in Peru, first as a missionary, then as a bishop. It's called the Chromebook Challenge on TikTok. Have you heard of it? It's where students stick a piece of a metal-like paperclip into the USB port in order to cause sparks, possibly set it on fire. Well, now a 15-year-old Belleville boy has been charged with a third-degree arson and criminal mischief for causing their Chromebook to smolder, causing a fire hazard. Police say the fire department responded to Belleville High School Thursday morning for reports of a fire. The school had to be evacuated. That's when they found the charred Chromebook outside the school near one of the classrooms. An investigation revealed that the student deliberately set the computer on fire as part of the social media challenge. This portion of the news made possible by Team Car Wash. The only thing better than a Team Car Wash is a free Team Car Wash. Just text DIRTY, D-I-R-T-Y, to 411-365. Get your first car wash free. Message and data rates may apply. Calling it a bold and challenging plan, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has unveiled a multi-billion-dollar overhaul of the country's air traffic control system in the wake of those recent deadly plane crashes and tech failures that have put a spotlight on the outdated network.
I think our country, our people, those who use the airspace, they deserve this moment in time to actually deliver an air traffic control system that's going to keep them safe. The second had them delayed for 4 hours or their flights canceled, a system that works for them.
Duffy says the technology being used is 50 years old. The plan has an aggressive timeline, calling on everything to be finished by 2028, although Duffy says it may take another year. A New Jersey federal judge is allowing six international Rutgers University students to stay in the country. Members of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, had terminated the students' visa statuses under orders from the Trump administration. Those statuses were revoked without warning. Now the judge's ruling requires the U.S. government restore the students' records and bans the government from re-terminating their status without due process. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Looks like a great Mother's Day weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's been a wet morning so far. Now we enter the next phase of the storm system, looking for some slots of dry air to interrupt the steady rain. It's still going to be a wet and blah, damp and dreary day, but the brunt of the storm system is almost behind us at this point. So look for scattered showers into this afternoon. High temperatures today, mid-50s to the north, mid-60s to the south. Relatively cool. We'll really dry out tonight with some breaks in the clouds and chilly temperatures, lows in the upper 40s. Into the weekend we go, and it's looking good. Early morning clouds tomorrow give way to sunshine. You'll feel a refreshing breeze. Highs are around 70. Mother's Day Sunday, even better. Sunny and mild, highs 70 to 75. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Piscataway, it's 57. Camden is 60. Point Pleasant is 61. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather report is made possible by the Medwood Tools. For a limited time, you can buy two Thermalast windows and get one window free. Call 908-224-9000. Again, 908-224-9000. Or visit them online, themedwoodtools.com, to take advantage of this exclusive offer.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.